I don't even know if I can talk to you right now, but I'm going to try, which is why I turned my camera on. I have no idea how I'm going to approach this. I have no idea how I'm going to get through it. But I'll try because you expect a video from me at 8 o'clock. That's why I'm doing this. Plus, I have sworn to you that even in my lowest moments, I will make a video and trust God that He will use my lowest moments to help somebody. So someone near and dear to me, you're probably going to say or think somebody, I'm going to say somebody near and dear to me has died. No. Someone near and dear to me has joined the Christian religion in a big way. Someone very near and dear to me. And I will just say this, that the Christian religion is the most seductive force for evil on the planet. I've known for a long time now that Satan disguises himself as a messenger of light, and that his minions disguise themselves as dispensers of righteousness. I have said that for a long time. And it has been true ever since Jesus Christ walked the earth and before that. Because the religious authorities killed the prophets, they killed Christ, they killed Paul, they killed the apostles, and they will kill you. All the while thinking that they are doing divine service to God. The serpent beguiled Eve. He didn't come at her with evil machinations. He came at her with beguiling words and a seductive motion. Jesus Christ accused the Pharisees of teaching the traditions of humans rather than the truth of God. And Jesus Christ turned away from the institution, and he found fellowship with those the institution condemned, with fishermen and prostitutes and tax collectors. And people think that that era is over. But it's not. It's still here. The Pharisees have survived. They're just not called Pharisees today. They're called pastors, priests, ministers, deacons. But the seduction is the same. And the seduction will always end up pointing you to the human. That's how you know it's of Satan. When the final arbiter of one's salvation is dependent upon human belief. Apart from God, no influences. The doctrine of free will is a doctrine of demons that actually claims that a human being is under no influence. No influence from God and no influence from Satan. No influence from anything because it's free. This is a teaching of demons, and it is part of the seduction of the world's most popular, most accepted, and most populous religion, which is Christianity. In case anyone's listening to me and has never heard this, Jesus Christ is not a Christian. He is not a member of the religion that claims his name. because Christianity has become a repository of traditions. And those, the chiefs of Christianity, cannot argue with you out of the scriptures. They have to ignore half of the Bible in order to teach their heresies of human free will. And how's this for a heresy? That most of creation will end up separated from God for eternity. Why? Number one, the cross didn't work. Number two, the chiefs of the Christian religion lay salvation squarely onto human shoulders. To put it in the popular phrase, quote, it's up to you, unquote. It's not up to Christ. No. Jesus Christ tried. People ask me, how do you know that you're teaching the truth and that Christianity is teaching the lies? It's very simple. Whose teaching glorifies God and gives Jesus Christ the victory over sin, over death? Which teaching makes Christ greater than Adam? Which teaching gives God the greater glory, the greater power, the greatest success? Which teaching puts the emphasis on Christ rather than humanity? Ask yourself this: which teaching makes the human the final decider of salvation? That is the false teaching. Everyone will eventually come to the truth. In the meantime, apparently, only a select few will see the truth. The rest will be seduced. How does God seduce people? No, how does Satan seduce people away from God? How does Satan seduce people away from God? Well, he doesn't appear as what he is, which is ugliest, most evil, the darkest, most malevolent spiritual being in the universe. No. He's smarter than that. He disguises himself as messengers of light, as teachers of Jesus. And he has created a system through a series of seminaries where people who as children once believed in God have it all taught out of them, had it all beaten out of them in a system of religion called a seminary. And they go through the seminary, and any semblance, any beauty, any sense of justice, righteousness, peace, any desire to look at the naked scriptures and to believe what one sees is beaten out of them there. And Satan, through the means of a seminary, produces people who take the title pastor, teacher, priest, minister, and yet who Satan uses to seduce many, many more people into the deception. Why? Because Satan does not want people to be in the body of Christ. Satan does not want people coming to Christ. And what better way to do it than to disguise the deception as Christ? And that's what he's done. And I fucking hate him for it. I hate Satan for what he has done. I hate him. I hate the deceptions. I hate what he uses. I hate that he used women to deceive Solomon into the worship of false gods. I hate that he used cult prostitutes in the Greek world to lead people into the worship of false deities. I hate that Satan has raised up a religion that makes people think they believe in the success of the cross, that makes people think they believe in the grace of God, that makes people think they believe in the sovereignty of God, when in actuality, they deny every single thing I just said. They deny the salvation. They deny the sovereignty of God. They deny the sufficiency of the cross. That's genius, and I hate Satan for that. Don't I realize that God is above Satan? Of course I do. I know. But I live in the relative world. I believe in the absolute, but I live in the relative. So fuck you, Satan, for doing this to my loved ones. You son of a bitch. You are going to pay dearly for this. I believe they call it the lake of fire. Yeah, you're going to be in there for two eons because you are one badass motherfucker. And then it will be seen what you did. And then it will be seen how many people went down because of your seductive tricks. You started with Eve and you haven't quit since. You seduce. You don't attack. You tried attacking with Job. Job turned to God because of your frontal attacks. When Christ came, you changed tactics. It was no longer a frontal attack. You then became a messenger of light, an angel of light, and you disguised your heinous teachings of the immortality of the soul, of eternal torment, of eternal separation from God, of human free will, the human will stronger than the divine will, Adam's greater than Christ. You turned all of this upside down. You put it into a pill called Christianity. And you coated it with sugar. And you covered it in false light. And because of you, you goddamned son of a bitch, because of you, millions and millions of people will miss out on aeonian life. In fact, millions and millions of people have never even heard the phrase aeonian life because you have mistranslated the Bible. Wow. I gotta give you credit for that. That's freaking genius. You mistranslated the very word of God. So the millions of people who pick up a book that says the word of God on the cover, it's mistranslated. Toward what end? Toward the end of deceiving millions of people from relying on the living God, who is the Savior of all humanity, especially of believers. So God damn you. God damn you. And he will. That's the thing. Yeah, he will damn you. To damn is to judge negatively. And you will be judged in the lake of fire. And it'll take two eons to break your slimy ass. And I rejoice in this, that when you come out of there, you're going to be changed. Because you yourself are going to go through a come to Jesus moment. Just like millions and millions of Christians who will not see the light of day after death until they rise at the great white throne will come to a come to Jesus moment. And they will realize on that day the depth, the height, and the breadth of the deception. I thank God today that His Son Jesus Christ is the Savior of all humanity, and that this will be testified to in the fullness of times. Now is not the fullness of times. It hasn't come yet. I thank God for that. I thank God that this truth will be known by everyone someday. I pray to God for the snatching away. I pray to God to be completed. I pray to God to return to Christ today, so that I will not have to live anymore in a world that deceives my loved ones.